Support for today's show comes from Deloitte. What does the future look like? By melding business acumen and innovative technology, Deloitte can help you build the future only you can imagine. They can help engineer solutions for your business reality today and your vision for tomorrow, to get you to a world where you don't just dream it, you build it. See how you can engineer advantage with Deloitte at Deloitte.com/US/engineering advantage.
Hi, we're Visible, the wireless company with nothing to hide. Get unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Sorry, hidden fees, we're just not into you. Switch today at Visible.com. Rate with service on the Visible plan. For additional terms and network management practices, see Visible.com.
Welcome to The Vergecast, the flagship podcast of 25-year-old Startup Sounds. I'm your friend David Pierce, and I am coming to you from the Salt Lake City Airport on my way home from WWDC, Apple's annual developer conference. It's been quite a week. You may have already heard our podcast episode about the Vision Pro, Apple's brand new headset, and we have lots more to come on Friday's episode this week. But for this episode, I wanted to bring you something a little different, a little special. So we were hanging out with our friends over at the Waveform podcast. If you don't listen, it's a great show. If you like this show, you'll probably like Waveform. We decided we were just going to get in a studio and play a game together. So that's what we did. We spent 30 minutes in a studio at Apple Park doing trivia. It's tech trivia. It's weird trivia. A lot of it has to do with Craig Federighi. We had a blast, and I think you'll have fun listening to it. It was on the Vergecast side. It was Dan Seifert, Neil Patel, and me, David Pierce. And we had the whole Waveform team in there helping us out. So producers Adam Molina and Ellis Roven ran the show for us, and it was Marquez Brownlee, Andrew Manganelli, and David ML on their team. I won't spoil who won, but we had a really good time, and I think you'll enjoy listening to us. What I really want to know before we get started here is the craziest thing you think we got wrong. We missed a lot of stuff. It had been a long week. Everybody was tired. But I want to know. Hit us up. Tell us all the things that you can't believe we got right or, you know, can't believe we got wrong. It's a super fun show. I hope you enjoy. We have more with the Waveform team on the Vergecast episode that published this Wednesday, and we're going to have lots more on WWDC also coming on Friday. Stick around for all of that. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome. This is Verge and Waveform, trivia extravaganza. You probably might not know my name if you're on the Vergecast feed. I am Adam Molina, the producer of Waveform.
I'm Ellis Roven, the other producer of Waveform.
And we are going to pit the hosts of our two podcasts together today. How are you guys feeling?
Terrified.
It was so good and now it's bad.
They were only asking you guys.
Yeah.
Because they
this
know.
Idea was so much better 5 minutes ago.
Great. Too late to back out.
Yeah. This is great.
It's really sitting next to like a hardened competitor like Marquez. It's like your confidence really drops.
I will say he is extremely competitive. He's been plotting for weeks on this. And we only found out about it like a week ago. But he knew somehow.
He was researching just various things.
So if you've never listened to our trivia game before, we have three categories of questions for you tonight. Each category, each team will select one contestant to answer all the questions in that category. After you've figured out your answer, write it on your whiteboard, flip it around, say it aloud, and we'll award you points or not. How are we feeling? Ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. With that, let's kick off some trivia.
Oh my God.
Trivia.
Yeah, dude, let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
The first category is...
Were you paying attention?
Were you paying attention? Questions about the minutiae of WWDC 2023.
Oh God.
Adam, would you like to ask the first question?
You bet I would. All right.
Wait, we have to pick our our fighters, right?
Yeah, so you guys need to pick who do you want to answer this question?
I love the idea of this being David v. David.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're allowed to confer, right?
Yes. Over here?
All right.
They can't stop us.
Wait, David, were you paying attention?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
I was live blogging, which means I was not like brain like water. Just everything came out into my fingers and immediately.
The problem,
left
David,
my brain.
Is we were all live blogging.
I know.
David v. David. Who will be the best David? All right. First question. How does the new Compass app show waypoint altitude to users? Write it down, flip them.
Why is he writing already? What's going on over there?
I mean, I don't know if this is correct, but I have an idea.
I don't understand.
All right, I'm going to give you... Oh, you don't understand the question. That sounds like a you problem. But just in case, I will enlighten you.
Hit me with it one more time.
The new Compass app on the watch now displays the altitude of your waypoints. How does it visually express that altitude to the user?
I see.
I like that, David.
Five.
I'm correct.
Four.
It's lying.
You guys should have had this done a long time ago.
One. Let's flip.
Pop up bubbles.
3D space.
Those are technically the same answer.
I'll give it to you.
We'll say correct. Yeah, so you each get one
for both of us.
Yeah. Correct both.
That feels okay. Right.
Pop good up start. Bubbles.
The answer we had written down was the height of the stalk, but both of those seem to seem to match.
What?
What does that even mean?
Oh, so it's one of those games. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Now I know what we're playing.
Yeah. All right.
All right, folks. Settle down. Settle down. This is my game.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Ready? Craig mentioned a new machine learning function coming to the home screen of iPadOS. What was it?
They're staring blankly at each other.
I'm trying to communicate with my eyes.
Let's see it, guys.
Multiple timers.
Multiple timers?
It's suggested apps in the spotlight search.
Oh, is that on the home screen? That might be an acceptable answer.
Yes. Height of the stock, baby.
The answer we were looking for was frame interpolation on live photos.
That's the one where he was like, Earth looks amazing at this scale, and he was holding an 11-inch iPad.
How did they get that right then?
Because I believe that is machine learning to do the smart stacks, unless it's not on the home screen.
Would not.
I don't think I should have gotten that one.
All right, we're taking the point away from you.
I got it.
You already
Give
said
me
it.
The point.
I don't think that's machine learning. That's a Markov chain
All right,
best,
so we'll take it back. Next question. What was the color of the first 15-inch MacBook Air that they showed in the presentation? The first one when they announced it.
And this, is the 15-inch MacBook Air.
Five.
Right. Dan is very confidently whispering.
3, 2, 1. Flip them and read, boys. What do you got?
I put black.
Starlight.
Read them one at a time, please.
Black.
That's not even a color.
I know, I said it like 20 times. Right?
My answer was Starlight.
That is correct.
Yes. I was wrong anyways.
All right.
Black is a hardcore answer.
I'm sorry.
There are four possible answers, and you picked a fifth.
I would like to point out that there are zero Apple products named Black.
Yes.
The thing I'm learning is I really didn't pay that much attention during the keynote.
Were you mouthing it to me?
I was saying midnight.
So you're saying the wrong answer.
I was wrong, but at least it was an answer.
At least it was in the circle.
I mean, I would have anyway, whatever. It probably was Starlight, and then I was, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
All right.
Continue.
During WWDC 2023, what made Craig exclaim, "We truly live in a world of wonders"?
That one.
Oh, wow. Dan's on it.
Five.
Our timer.
One.
That was a good
flip them and read.
Multiple timers.
Wave David?
Yeah, multiple times. Okay.
Multiple timers.
Wave Dave.
Good job.
Okay. Okay, next question. In the intro where there is a man chasing the bubble, what were the final words that appeared on the screen?
Oh, it shit, a bubble.
Dream it. Dream it, chase it, blank. What were those last words?
Oh, I thought that was going to be multiple choice.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Flip them and read.
Wave David,
what do you got?
This says, make it happen.
Wow.
I believed Marquez for
Code
that
it.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a level of paying attention.
Peanut gallery coming through.
Well, I thought it was so funny that it stuck in the mind.
We still have three categories.
Are we looking
left.
For an easier question or a harder question?
Easier.
Harder.
Easier.
Yeah, okay. Easier.
So he's got a lot of confidence in his team.
Do I get a point for that? Yeah.
How many Pro Display XDRs can the new Mac Studio support?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen Marquez lean over faster in my entire life. Yeah.
Right?
Okay,
yes.
Everyone on Twitter was asking, who is going to use these many XDRs? And I was like,
Studio
Marquez.
Or Pro? Studio or Pro?
Pro Display XDRs, please.
Can the Mac
which
Studio?
Oh, yes, the Mac Studio. That is correct.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Flip them and read. Wave David, what do you got?
6.
What is that number?
Okay. Right, we're good.
I said 6.
It was an 8.
I also said 6.
Just in editing.
2 correct answers from the Davids.
Was it 10 million
Wait,
maxels?
Be a new shirt.
Can we dock off like a quarter of a point for not being able
That's
to write
the tiebreaker.
A 6?
If we tie at the end, we lose for that 6. Yeah.
We turned an 8 into a 6 because the Mac Pro does 8, and we knew that.
When I draw with my hands cramp up, and I just kind of, just kind of goes all over.
Quick update on the score. Vergecast 5, Waveform 3.
That's right.
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Next question.
We have more time, yeah.
Next question. Apple added advanced metrics and features for 2 sports on the Apple Watch with their own slides. What were they?
Wait.
Clarification?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were they native apps or third-party apps?
Native apps.
Excellent question.
5, 4, 3, two, one. Flip them and read. Let's go Verge David first this time. What do you got?
Hiking and cycling.
Okay. Well, is hiking a sport?
I don't know, but that's what they had it
if you
at,
do it so. Hard enough.
Bad take, Andrew.
David, what'd you say?
I had a different answer. I said cycling and hiking.
Ooh,
good. Good one. Nice.
I mean, this is the last question of this round, and I'm going to hit you guys with a doozy.
David, I just want you to know, I think we're both doing a really good job. I'm really
what
proud of
is going
of
on here?
That David's doing way better.
He's trying to trick you into getting this wrong.
You I do feel like sportsmanship at the end.
But is he doing real sportsmanship or just fucking me up because he is already doing better than me?
What studio monitors were in the background of the opening shot of the opening cinematic of WWDC 23? I will accept a model number or a brand.
Wow.
Were you paying attention?
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Flip him and read. Wave, David, what do you got?
Are you writing right now?
Yeah.
Okay. For
David,
you.
David, I'm waiting for
okay,
an answer.
For
I'm
you, ready. That's okay. Genelec.
What?
Oh, wait, no, we changed our answer.
Verge, David?
My answer is the ones Marquez has.
Oh, no.
No.
The correct answer was what? KRK Rockets.
Were they really?
They were.
They wow. look exactly like right.
Those
they,
are old.
They can be noticed by their distinctive yellow
circles.
All right, the second category for today's show is...
G Fuel Flavors.
That's right. We are going to read you a G Fuel flavor, and you have to tell me if it is a real flavor or if I made it up in my hotel room last night.
I don't like that you're so confident about being ready for this.
Dan, Milan?
We already have, okay.
I mean, I'll take the category. I don't know what G Fuel is.
How did you guys make those sounds? Did Alex do that?
Yeah, amazing. At like 11 o'clock last night, he's just recording into his microphone and showing me what he's coming up with.
Ellis, can we right. please get a definition of G Fuel, and can I have it used in a sentence, please?
G Fuel is it's a powder that becomes a liquid, or you either buy it as a liquid, and it makes you game better.
It's very generic.
It's can I have the language of origin, please?
I unfortunately cannot enlighten you with such information. All right, the first flavor of G Fuel we have today is... Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It is a cinnamon candy flavor. 3, 2.
Do you want our help?
1. Or
I trust Andrew entirely
because I can't
with this,
help you.
I have no idea.
Wait, I got this, but I don't like knowing that I got this.
Andrew,
I hope I got
does this
it. I
group
hope I
consume
it.
G Fuel?
No.
I like making fun of G Fuel, which is why I know more about it than.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, no.
Gotcha. You got to know your enemy.
No right. one look at my back.
I'm obsessed with it, ironically. Yeah, I got you.
Right.
All right.
Until it's not.
Real or fake?
Revealing.
Fake.
I'm going with real.
Wow.
It is a real
flavor. Andrew, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We're drinking.
I think Andrew is tossing the segment, so we don't know how much he likes G Fuel.
All right. The second flavor is Amnesty. Amnesty is a pina colada flavor.
That's fake. I'm sorry. If it's real, it should be fake.
That can't like, be real.
That's a good way to think of G Fuel, though. If you think it should
no,
be
no,
fake,
I
it's
think the entire
real.
Concept of G Fuel, if it's real, should be
3.
Fake.
I'm ready.
2.
Oh, gamer fuel.
1.
Yeah,
flip.
I have real.
I'm going with fake.
Well, this is,
all right. Oh. Amnesty is a fake
yes.
flavor.
Yes. Oh, my God.
See,
yeah.
It's very obvious that gamers do not drink pina coladas.
That's fair.
That's a good point.
That's a very great good context.
Point. That's a really good point.
They'd rather drink cinnamon candy versus a pina colada.
Wow, we're getting slayed.
Yeah,
wow.
we've been giving Andrew a lot of crap, and Dan's just over here getting all the answers right.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
The next flavor is Brimstone. Brimstone is a crayon raspberry flavor.
That sounds real.
That sounds real to me.
Yeah, like, it feels real.
Stones. But Ellis is also really good.
I'm going
just
against
like,
you guys. Sorry.
Write whatever you think Dan didn't write.
Okay.
3. Just pick, yeah. pick a number.
Look at the way he's holding his card like on
flip
a plane.
Flip him around.
I have yes. fake.
Oh my
yes.
God. I went
my
with real.
God. We already lost this. We have to have 5 rounds.
Brimstone is exactly the brimstone. Sort of word that if
brimstone
you're targeting like a teenage gamer,
I
you use.
So. What was the flavor, though, again?
You said fake?
Brimstone was crayon raspberry. It
that
is
sounds
a real
like too
flavor.
Good of a flavor.
No, that is
for, like,
perfectly
that is,
targeted
all right.
at a 14-year-old
I mean,
boy.
Brimstone, it sounds like something you hear in the Doom game when you yeah. beat
no,
the boss.
I agree with that completely. I think that I thought he was tricking us with that.
The next flavor is... Type O, like the blood type. Type O is a passion fruit flavor.
Why?
That's actually, this is the hardest
this,
one.
This could go either way.
I think that's good. Fake.
G Fuel passion fruit.
I think that's fake.
I feel like I'm at this point, three, so I can blame you, dude.
Two, wait, well,
one
flip.
I'm going with fake.
Okay. Type O is a real flavor of G Fuel.
Weird.
I thought it was just too on brand.
How?
Oh, man.
It's too
obvious. Can't tell this because I'm brown, but I'm like embarrassed. Like, I'm like blushing at how stupid this entire situation.
All right. The final.
We're getting crushed right now. Please.
Yeah, this no, is just like, why do we use this for one of the
This is
three
so much
segments.
Talking about G Fuel.
The final flavor of G Fuel for this round is Bee Sting. Bee Sting is a fruity cereal with a dash of honey.
I would think that's real.
You know, like when you're watching an embarrassing TV show and you have to leave the room? I want out of this room so badly.
The next one has to be good.
Is Bee Sting a real flavor? Flip them around.
Going with fake.
Fake.
Bee Sting is fake, but there is a flavor called Scorpion Sting.
Wait, so why did we get it right?
He meant to do this.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay. My bad. Minus 1 point for the hosts.
Nice.
Let's go.
I can't believe I ran that category, buddy.
Great job, Dan.
I'd never heard of G Fuel until 2 minutes
And now we've heard about it so much.
A well-disguised knowledge of G Fuel over there.
We kind of have to have more rounds because otherwise we already
We didn't tell you this, but Dan snorts raw G Fuel.
I don't even mix it. I just line the powder up.
This next round is a favorite of ours here on Waveform Trivia. It is our
audio round.
Oh boy.
It is our audio round.
I love this shit.
We are going to play you a famous sound and you have to tell us its source. So as an example, if you heard
Windows XP, baby.
Exactly. I would not accept Windows, but I would accept Windows XP. You do not need to be as specific as Windows XP startup sound. Windows XP would be enough.
Oh, just like a general
platinum humbug.
Exactly. But if you had said Windows, that is not.
You know, you just played the Windows XP startup sound in the Apple office.
Home edition.
Like the security is coming. Like the SWAT team is here.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to be coming a lot today. All right. This is Marquez versus Neelai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. The sound is...
I'm going to try.
David's very upset with me.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
Flip him around.
I'm not upset with you.
You're upset with me?
I'm not.
I wrote Netflix to Doom. I need to write bigger is what I just learned.
That is correct.
I also wrote Netflix.
I love it. The next sound is... Three, two, one. Marquez?
Shot in the dark. Some PlayStation startup sound.
Which PlayStation?
Yeah, that's a wrong one.
Pick the obscure one.
Never mind. PS5.
That was the PS3.
Well, shit.
Oh, man.
All right, the next sound.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I had that.
Taking me back.
I'm pretty confident about that one.
This is one of the all-time
greats. Let's flip them around. Marquez, what do you got?
I used Skype a lot back in the day.
Skype.
Two correct answers.
I think Skype still looks the best, by the way.
Like the app?
That's my feeling. Yeah.
Mm. I haven't used it in years, so I don't actually know. Probably better than WebEx.
Let's move on to our next sound.
Hard shot at Apple inside the Apple building again.
I'm just saying.
We tested out a few Apple sounds for this, but we either found they were too obvious or it would be impossible. I guess that's the beauty of Apple sound design. Up next, we have...
Oh, easy. I don't know, actually.
Dan is confident.
What? I was joking.
I can see the animation when I hear it. I just don't remember if
you can.
You had that?
Five.
No, I didn't.
Four.
Then
how do you see it?
Two.
That was just my guess.
One. Flip him and read.
I said the PS Vita.
Okay. I said Dolby Atmos.
Okay. That was the Xbox Series X startup sound.
I thought
don't listen to me ever again.
What was that? You said it so confidently. You're leaning back Dolby in your chair.
I thought it was Dolby Digital. I was very
damn.
All right. Up next.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, shit. I hate this.
Damn, that's a...
It's in my brain.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
I wrote MetaQuest.
Sorry.
Eli? You're really pushing it.
I know. I wrote PS5 this time, and it was wrong.
Unfortunately, that is the Hulu startup sound. That is the sound when you load the Hulu app.
Do you know why I know this?
It in my life.
I want to admit this to you. I know this because my wife is watching the Hillsong documentary on Hulu right now, and I've heard that sound a lot, and I thought to myself,
from another
this
room.
Causes me pain. And then I immediately leapt to the PS5.
Which also so epic.
No, because when I turn on my PS5, the Apple TV fights it. So it's like, this is a sound I hear before something dumb happens.
When I turn on my LG TV, the PS5 also boots up and then fights the Chromecast.
Yeah.
It's weird. Right.
We're nerds.
It's weird. Wait, what's the score right now for this category?
Adam, what's our score?
We lost.
Vergecast 12.
Score. Yeah.
Waveform 7.
Yikes.
Come on, boys. You're making us look bad.
The, you know, the G Fuel category was really just a random number generator. I don't know. It was like a hamster, like, picking stocks.
All right. This next one, we're going to throw it back just a few years.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, throwbacks.
Just confidently
really,
say some shit, Dan.
Throwbacks like, don't hit me.
Is this, I would
one more
say
time,
THS.
Play it again.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.5. One and 3/4.
Something completely
1.
Stupid, right?
Flip him and read.
Marquez, what is that?
My mark is crapping out, but I said PlayStation 2.
I'm sorry.
I wrote Wii U. Yeah.
Oof, guys, this is Windows 98. Unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
No one used Windows 98.
Windows 98 had speakers?
Everyone skipped from 95 to 2000 when they went to the NT core. Come on.
All hospitals everywhere disagree.
Are you even a
nurse?
Do I
look like I was in the hospital when I was 17 years old?
I was barely alive.
One more category, or you want to keep going through the audio?
One more category.
Category.
One
more
category. Go down the line with every question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Start with you guys, and then we run down six
questions. And how far ahead are we?
Seven.
5 points.
We really should... Stop it.
You know what?
You're still going to win.
You're
probably still going to win.
How many G Fuel questions are left?
0. That but really the next category is...
Air Force One.
All questions about Craig Federighi.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Okay.
All right. First question. We all remember Craig's iconic slow-mo run from WWDC 2022, but what announcement was he running to?
Okay.
The slow-mo transition.
He ran downstairs.
Became a meme all over the place.
He was just running straight. He was already in like a...
The slow-mo transition? Oh. Was that the MacBook Air? What?
5, 4,
maybe.
Speed, right? 3.
Yeah, let's
2,
go with that.
That's
1. A good guess.
Marquez?
He was running down to M2.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right. I've written iOS question mark.
The correct answer was iPadOS.
That's what I said.
This counts as the same thing.
That's true.
It's not the same thing.
iOS question mark is not
basically
is iPadOS.
Then you don't get credit for iOS.
iOS question mark kind of is iPadOS, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
Let the record
PlayStation,
show.
PlayStation, I was right.
Yeah. That I whispered iPadOS into my microphone, please.
The next question
we need
is,
these points, man.
Craig started working with Steve Jobs at a company that was not Apple. That company was called what?
Oh,
Jesus. I was not alive yet.
Let's
go. Stop burning me because I'm old. Man.
Yeah, man, that's not an excuse.
I was already 25 years old. I'd had 5 jobs.
I think it's this, right?
Yeah.
It's
either that.
Right?
Or I have no
five,
idea.
5, 4.
I think we get
three,
two answers.
2.
I don't.
What does that say?
1.
Never mind. Just go
David
with that.
Pierce?
I believe the company is called Next.
That is correct.
Boom.
And that is your 13th point.
As
David,
in, this is mine.
I also said Next.
Good work.
Way to go, David.
Way to go, David.
I was not yet alive.
David's tearing it up over here.
Tearing it up.
I was super alive, bro.
Here's a fun trivia fact. The internet.
I was living the dream with my Next cube.
Tim Berners-Lee.
Never heard of this company. All right, Ellis.
We knew that.
All right, next question.
I knew that. It was coming in my head.
Ruled.
Craig Federighi once rickrolled the audience at WWDC. What Apple app was he showing off new features for when he did this?
Oh, God.
Better be
what
Safari.
Apple app?
Can you tell us what year it was?
2015.
Thank you.
That was 2015. That's probably when that came out. Yeah, it wasn't year.
Sure.
5.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
4.
Yeah, yeah.
3. 2.
They know too much.
And 1.
I don't like this at all.
This feels too obvious.
Andy?
I put Apple Music.
Sorry. I went with iMovie.
The correct answer was Safari.
I knew it was going to be Safari. I should have just said Safari.
I'm so sorry.
I said that and we erased it.
Yeah, it was obviously Safari.
Two more questions in the Craig round. First question. Craig almost always wears a shirt of a shade of what color?
That's too easy. I knew I was getting that too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I need a good 5-point question.
That's true.
A good 5-point
You know?
Make it. I still think we'd lose.
I believe you.
No,
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Do you not immediately know?
No.
I mean, I did.
Wow.
I feel weird.
Wow.
Actually,
is it weird that I know that?
I knew that too, actually.
I think. Is this weird?
Three.
Am I weird?
I don't know.
No,
I knew that too.
1.
It's definitely
blip.
Blue. Yeah.
Yeah, it's blue. All right.
Two correct answers.
For sure.
Two points.
Final answer.
A lot of jeans on stage.
Let's go. Our last one.
Our last Craig question.
I like that finally the question was what color was the shirt? That was good.
All right, David, save the game for us.
Forget it.
Eli, you got to pass it down.
I will save the game for you guys.
You got it.
Yes. I'm ending. I'm sorry, Craig. I'm ending the Craig round here. We have time for one more question. The question is, and this is a David v. David question, but all are welcome to chime in. What is the flagship Vox Media technology podcast?
Oh, good.
Do you want a serious answer?
I don't know.
It's the weeds.
Wait, it's just right what's on the back.
Oh, yeah.
It's Decoder.
Three.
It's Decoder.
Two. One. Flip him and read.
Verge form.
The phrase you're looking for is the goddamn Vergecast.
Wow. David threw you a bone. I don't know. David knifed you in the heart.
But I'm just going to say you're both wrong for some reason.
That was amazing.
And now those are our questions for this evening, guys.
G Fuel.
In second place, we have Waveform with 9 points.
No, first place in our hearts. Come on now. Yeah. That was super fun.
At least
flagship. Vox Media Technology podcast, maybe?
Yeah, the Waveform podcast, obviously.
Our winners of trivia this evening, Vergecast with 14 points.
Give it up for G Fuel.
Well done,
sponsor.
Dan. Good job,
well
David.
Done. Well done, Dan.
Channel sponsor G Fuel.
Awesome. Well played.
Good game. Well played.
Well done.
Great
thanks
job.
For joining us.
Yeah.
Dan did it.
David,
great
you
job.
Did great.
Bring this
you,
for life.
You did better. Nilay Marquez, take us out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Right?
Rock and roll. How do you guys end your show? Just peter out.
Thanks for watching. Yeah, we usually
kind of do just peter out. Usually,
try not to get canceled.
No, that was super fun. Thank you all for watching.
Thank you.
It was incredible. We're going to do more collabs in the future. This was a really great time. Brimstone for life. Now you can say it.
Rock and roll.
There you go.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.